This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I'm here to tell you there are no spectators in what's coming up.
I want you.
What's already here.
I want you to be my friend.
You can lie to yourself and say you just stand on the sidelines. Out here in the arena, we've got our torches and the wolves are around us. We can see them. You think you're safe in the woods? You think you're safe up there in the bleachers in the dark? No, I want to take this enemy on head on. Everybody out there to take action. You do need to get a piece of the action. This is your chance. Battle for the Republic. It's an info war. The enemy wants to make it physical because politically we have a very unpopular dictator, a globalist front man, who's now revealing himself in their desperateness to force the agenda and to cause physical resistance so they can have a massive crackdown. I'm going to be honest with folks. If it goes physical, I don't even know if I want to say what I think is going to happen, what I know is going to happen. Because I'm not saying that's a good thing. I am not for a military coup in this country, but George Soros, Obama, and the rest of them, Michael Moore, Hillary Clinton, all of you, you guys have gone too far. Everybody who has a brain knows you are trash. And I would really advise you to back off right now. Everybody knows we don't play games, we don't bluff here. And I just know the sense of this country and this world and the climate. And you may be insulated up there on the Potomac, like King George was in 1775. But we're never going to submit to you. We're never going to roll over to you. And we've just begun to fight. We've just begun to wake up the sleeping giant. And we're never going to surrender. And as the medical tyranny gets worse and worse, and as people realize they submitted to the system and all it gave them was death, there's not going to be anywhere safe for you people on the planet. And I know you don't care because it's your lust to hurt us, your lust to break us, your spirit's will won't let you give up your attempt to hurt the innocents. I know. But I'm talking to your enforcers, many of which came from good families, many of which are honorable individuals who've been brought into evil incrementally until they woke up one day and didn't know who they were anymore. The fact that you don't know who you are, the fact that you still are scared, shows you've still got a soul left. And it's never too late until you've totally given yourself over to evil. It's never too late when you still have that whisper of conscience to turn back. So many of you have joined this system because you're scared or you want to belong or you got into it and now you don't know where you are. The danger isn't going along with this. The danger is submitting to globalism. Globalism is eugenics. It's scientific tyranny, technocracy, in their words. The public Bilderberg meeting, Davos, the last 2 years running, they say, we are dictatorial, we are technocratic. Remember that article, And Now for World Government, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, in the Financial Times of London, where the editor foreign editor says, yes, we're authoritarians, and we are going to take your freedoms, because we know best. Then you look at what they're trying to set up, and it's a nightmare.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now, 2016 has been born, and the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny.
Whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. It's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula deep cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us about 20 minutes into the next hour is one of the other leading questioners of official thought, and that is David Icke from the UK. He'll be joining us here in about 3-4 minutes from now. In fact, we have him now, as a lot of TV viewers can see right there. We are also simulcasting the radio show, as we've done the last 16, 17 years, at Infowars.com/show. I know it gets confusing for some people out there because they hear me talking about put this on screen, put that on screen. I would go out and shoot video of UN signs at parks, show the treaty, saying it means they own and control the property around it. UNESCO, people would say I was a liar. So I said, well, we'll just start making the radio show a TV show as well so we could physically show people things. And that's one of the things that we pioneered and we're proud of. Folks, we set up David Icke about a month ago on the show because he's been very busy and because he's being persecuted. They tried to keep him from traveling to Canada. They tried to keep him from traveling to Australia to give a speech to thousands of people. And he's a guy that's filled stadiums with upwards of 20,000 people, I know, if memory serves, and whose books have been read by tens of millions, videos seen by hundreds of millions. And you notice they want to ban Donald Trump from traveling to the UK now. The government's looking at it. They want to say if the IRS claims they're going to investigate you. No judge, no jury. You just can't fly in America. Obama says he wants to apply that same legalese. He's a constitutional lawyer. What a joke. To gun owners. Just you're not a criminal. They won't tell you why. You're just put on a list. This is the essence of 1984, Kafkaesque, the essence of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. But he's a constitutional lawyer, so the press all laughs and giggles and smiles at him because I'm going to play these clips right now. It all ties into the classical tyranny we're witnessing. Regardless of what you think about guns, the president's protected by guns and taxpayer money. Michael Moore's got bodyguards. They're funding ISIS with weapons to carry out all these crimes and then crying about the few hundred people that die a year in mass shootings, statistically very low. But notice Obama said on April 5th, 2013, I'm constrained by the system our founders put in place. I'd like to be able to restrict this, but I can't. Well, he said yesterday, and we're going to play this clip, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me on gun control. In line with me. Can't get them to restrict guns in Congress. FBI admits crime rate's down upwards of 60-something percent since 1992. I kept saying 51. Professor Locke came on and said, no, it's really about 61. But regardless, even the LA Times admit gun crime way down as gun ownership goes up because the criminals are afraid. The places that are super dangerous are New York, D.C., Chicago, where there are no legitimate gun owners. And then the criminals just run crazy. Regardless, we are a violent, barbaric society, but they want to be the only ones with the monopoly of power, as the UN said. So this ties into what David Icke's been talking about, where he's never said one racist thing about anybody. He's what I'd call a classical liberal, the former head of the Green Party, been given awards by major African tribes in Africa, you name it, and they're now taking people off international satellite because they, quote, said something bad about Israel. I have articles today. People say, well, good, that's anti-Semitic. No, then you take everybody's free speech away. Don't you see, folks, they're going after all of our rights. Illegal spying, saying we don't have medical rights. It's happening. I want to play these clips and go to David Icke because it sets the table for everything that's happening. Obama, let's go back to April of 2013 when he said this. He's not a dictator. Here it is.
You hear some of these quotes. I need a gun to protect myself from the government. We can't do background checks because the government's going to come take my guns away. Well, the government's us.
Oh, really?
The
foreign insurance companies that wrote Obamacare?
You. They are elected by you. I am elected by you. I am constrained as they are constrained by a system that our founders put in place. This is a government of and by and for the people. And so surely we can have a debate that's not based on the notion somehow that your elected representatives are trying to do something to you other than potentially prevent another group of families from grieving the way the families of Aurora or Newtown or Columbine have grieved.
All right, so he's constrained by the system our founders put in place. He's not a dictator. Fast forward 2 years, and he says, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me on gun control. So he's admitting he's violating the system. He's violating the law. Here it is.
Now, I want to be clear. Congress still needs to act. The folks in this room will not rest until Congress does.
You just don't want to get to your own. You want them to certify it. But if they won't, you'll just be naked and do it.
Because once Congress gets on board with common sense gun safety measures, we can reduce gun violence a whole lot more.
Like it did in Chicago. Maybe that's the worst in the world.
But we also can't wait.
Oh, you can't wait? Oh, okay.
Until we have a Congress that's in line with the majority of Americans.
Oh!
There are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence and save more lives. Actions that protect our rights and our kids. After Sandy Hook, Joe and I worked together with our teams and we put forward a whole series of executive actions to try to tighten up the existing rules and systems that we had in place.
Okay. And there are some executive actions you could argue they could do, but these are national registration, not letting you transfer weapons, making the biometrics on them and micro-stamping that bankrupts everything and doesn't work, and saying we can just put you on a mental health list or a no-fly list and then a no-gun-buy list, just like David Icke. Oh, David, you can't fly to Canada. You can't fly to Australia because you write books about a world government coming. But now the Pope announces world government. Now they openly announce they want war with Russia. Everything David Icke's basically been writing about is now unfolding. So they've got a problem, David. I guess now they just need to shut us up. You've been doing this 20-plus years. I've been doing it 20 years. You longer than I. I mean, wow. It is really happening. You said 2016 would be all hell break loose. You wrote that 10 years ago. But you said that would be the beginning of the end of their system. Do you still stand by that? Because, I mean, I certainly hope you're right. It's the beginning of the end. You've been proven right in your predictions. I just hope your latter predictions are right as well, David Icke.
Well, Alex, you'll have to forgive me. First of all, I'm not feeling too good because I'm suffering from oppositional defiant disorder. Apparently, it's catching. And we are facing, I would suggest, 3 years that will decide which way this goes. I think 2016, 2017, and 2018 are going to be pivotal years in deciding where this world goes. Because if we allow the system to go on, the agenda to go on unchecked, then by the end of 2018, 2019, we're going to be looking at something that's going to be very difficult to turn around. But if we start to awaken, and the great news, Alex, is that in greater and greater numbers, people are beginning to reassess the world and reassess themselves and reassess life. And what's giving me tremendous encouragement is where these people are coming from. They're coming from within the system now. That's my personal experience anyway. They're people who would never have questioned anything before. And then suddenly they're looking at it and concepts that would have been totally alien to them a very short time ago are now starting to make sense. And, you know, I said many years ago, there's going to come a time when this agenda is going to have to break the surface. For people would not believe how long this has been going on. This is not a modern thing. This has been going on generation after generation after generation as the ground has been prepared for this global fascist Orwellian state. And in that period, it's been able to stay under the radar. It's been able to manipulate in the shadows. It's been able to get things ready to be played out in the public arena. But of course, if you are going to actually make your world happen, then at some point you have got to start playing those things out from the shadows into the public arena where we can see them. And that's where we are now. Now, that shows that the agenda has moved on, but there's another aspect to this. This is a very, very dangerous time for the agenda and those behind it. Because they can't hide anymore. It's in your face. And it's impacting on people's lives. And what we need to do in this alternative independent arena is to redouble our efforts to present to the widest possible audience another narrative, another explanation of world events, which challenge the random presentation of it's all random events and show how it all fits together. Show how 9/11 and what's happening in Syria, gun control laws and mass immigration out of the Middle East into Europe is all connected. They're all dominoes in the same line. And when people take the trouble to read or listen to this narrative, as I know from personal experience, it makes far more sense of the world than that it's all a random accident and
And David, it goes further than that now.
It's happening by chance.
It goes further, as you know. Brzezinski writes books. Kissinger writes books. The White House science czar writes books. The head of the Kissinger group writes books. They write books and admit, okay, there are too many of you. Okay, we are putting stuff in the water. Okay, we are going to merge with machines and become gods. You know, okay, we are trying to create black holes and play God at CERN. I mean, what's crazy is they've gone from denying it, where I've had the host of, you know, ABC News here and Nightline, and I show him six or seven clips of world leaders calling for world government just 5 years ago, and he looks at me and he goes, that's a different world government than the one you're talking about. To now they go, yes, world government's here. It's run by private banks, but still you're a kook and you're bad, and you need to be arrested. I mean, it's so bizarre to see how many people are awakening, including world leaders and people and very prominent folks and people in the system, as you said, that's what I'm saying, in the system of all places, but then the general public, large swaths, like, get off on it and want to join with it, even though it hurts them. It's like they're nihilistic and are in a trance, like lemmings running off a cliff. It's quite a paradox.
Well, you know, I've just got a new book that's just come out. It's called Phantom Self, and the subtitle is "And How to Find the Real One." And what I show there is the scale of programming, perception programming, that starts when you leave the womb. So by the time you get into the adult world, if you have not opened your mind to see beyond the norms you've been programmed to accept is reality, then the only fix, the only way that you can understand the world is on the basis of the perception programming that you've, well, it's literally downloaded. And so if you you come out of the womb, you are then influenced by parents, not parents overwhelmingly that do it from a malevolent point of view. They have been programmed by going through the same system I'm just going to quickly describe. And thus, they have taken on these perceptions of reality. And they then pass them on to the young child. And now, of course, at an earlier and earlier age, the state is getting control of children from the earlier and earlier ages. I mean, we've got a guy in the education establishment in Britain who a year or so ago called for children to start school at two. So immediately, you come out of the womb, you have a short time, overwhelming with parents that are passing on the programming because that's what they've taken on, and then you hit the system. Suddenly, as a small child, you are sitting in a chair in a classroom, and an authority figure is telling you what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's not real, when you can go to the toilet, when you have to be there, when you can go home. Schools, I mean, it's like I say, take a deep breath, take a step back, look at it again. Schools are prisons for children, but they're worse than that. They are programming centers and prisons for children.
And if you go further back and look at it, at least before, you might have different teachers, different ideas in school, but the new systems are dumbing them down. Physically, yeah. The IQ is going down, not just the education. They're openly scrambling the education, 2 + 2 = 5, to literally fry their brains. And it's not even different teachers now. It's globally UNESCO-approved UN curricula under treaty worldwide in over 90% of the schools on the planet, literally teaching them how to be mental midget conformist morons who were never conscious and will accept whatever the new contradictory download is.
Exactly. Well, Bill Gates is involved in that in America, and anything Bill Gates is in is the agenda. You look at everything that he's involved in. It's like a wish list for the agenda that he's funding through his foundation with his missus. But this education foundation of the program is so vital because You go on to college and you go on to university, or many people do. And then from that base programming, this is the world, this is reality, this is how it is. And I've debated Alex many times at Oxford University. And this is the elite university in Britain. And I've not been asked a challenging question. The level of programming is extraordinary. And then what happens? From that base programming, people go out to be doctors. They go out to be scientists. They go out to be politicians. They go out to be journalists. And from that base programming, they're all coming, unless they become in any way conscious beyond the program, they are viewing the world the same way. So where do the mainstream media go to get a fix on reality when they actually bother to question it at all? They go to scientists. So what are systems scientists? They go to the systems doctors when they want to talk about health. And anyone who's outside of that that program sense of everything, medicine, science, politics, economics, they are by definition a kook because they are outside the norm. This is how it works. And it's extraordinary, the level of programming. And I would say this, I've said it before in the books. You know, I think there's a very good chance that the level of programming is such, the level of perception program is such, that vast numbers of people, possibly the vast majority, go through an entire lifetime without an original thought or emotional response that hasn't come from the program. And if people just ask themselves the question, what do I believe? And then ask the next question, why do I believe it? Where has it come from? And it will invariably have come from some aspect or some expression of the system. And like the Nazis said, you know, give me the child to the age of 7 and I'll show you the man. Well, they have control of young people now well beyond the age of 7. And as you rightly say, what we're seeing is, because, you know, I'm coming up 64, so I was born in 1952. I remember the education system as it was in the 50s. And I've seen it change. This is why our generations are so pivotal in what's happening, because we have a point of reference before this got really, really extreme. And thus we can see how extreme it is. And what's happening with the education system is it's, and again, because of what I said earlier.
Oh, you can see where it's going. Oh, you can't be a cowboy or a native at Halloween. Let's just ban Halloween altogether, or ban paper bags. They're hateful. Or ban the name boy or girl, or ban Lynch Hall because it's scary. And we all look at that and say, that's crazy. It's not. They're getting rid of all the words, just like George Orwell warned was the plan, to where we can't even communicate with these people. And they're going to grow up in a system where they have no bearing or no idea or even any sense. I mean, they could tell young people that women never had babies, say vaginally, and I think they would believe that cesarean section was the way babies were born, or that women never breastfed. I mean, the world they're bringing in, they're basically looking at women like they're crazy now if they don't want to have a cesarean up front, or if they want to breastfeed, they act like it's weird. I mean, everything normal, everything natural is supposedly evil, because you're right, we're all in a giant prison. We're being forced into the physical matrix with the virtual reality helmets we're going to put on, and the Pentagon admits that's the plan. So why would insiders, David, who know where this really leads, want to be for this? Because they're promised they're going to be part of the power structure in the future?
Well, there's a few things I'd like to say about what you've just said. I think it's there's some points there to go with. But in terms of what you've just asked, There is a major incentive for such people in the sense of being frightened not to go with it. You know, if you've seen consequences for others of not going with something, then if your backbone is not made of steel, then you will go with something merely out of self-preservation. And then there's the other incentive that if you go with it, there are rewards for that.
I tell you what, stay there, David. David Icke, DavidIcke.com is our guest, iconic author, researcher, outside the box, kingpin. We're going to come back and talk about what he just started mentioning. You know, China, they're bringing the system here where you have a social score for going along with the system or you can't buy or sell. It's called the Mark of the Beast. You might have heard of it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. David Icke is our guest. You're with us 20 minutes to the next hour. Former U.S. Attorney Clinton could face criminal indictment. We're going to cover that after David Icke leaves us. North Korea claims to have fully successfully miniaturized a hydrogen bomb and tested it. They've been proven to be liars before. Pentagon avoids the word combat after another American soldier dies in Afghanistan. Study: Obama has issued more restrictive executive orders in the past six administrations combined. He's been a bigger enemy of the press. Studies show that any other president. Trump says he will not let Obama screw with the Second Amendment. That's some of what's coming up. About to go back to David Icke and get into the point that he was making. And then it ties together with the future. They just say if you criticize government, criticize corporations, don't play ball, you just can't get on an airplane, you can't travel, you can't live, you don't get good credit. Your behavior now will affect your social and physical credit. This is the model. It actually was developed here, but deployed and tested in China, that David Icke was starting to get into. We'll talk to him in a moment. But the good news is never lower approval ratings for government. Never more resistance to the system. You know, they push abortion. Abortion's unpopular now all over the world. Was popular just 30, 40 years ago as the new trendy thing. Gun control was more popular than not 30, 40 years ago. Now it's very unpopular. The polls show it. So the good news is there is an awakening of a large group of people of every race, color, and creed happening. I mean, you know, we've got Matt Drudge listening pretty much every day. I mean, he told me he listens every day. I'm flattered. We've got, I know for a fact, a lot of the Russian high command government people, Vladimir Putin, reportedly listens and likes the show. I was told this years ago. You shouldn't be so critical of Putin about, you know, this and that. You know, he likes your show. Then I was like, yeah, right, till I heard it from a bunch of high-level Russians. And now you see the type of media they have in Russia talking about vaccines will kill you, you know, cancer's way up because of glyphosate. We're banning GMO. It's a global warming's a global government carbon tax to destroy nation states and kill billions. I mean, it's not just that, you know, they're Alex Jones listeners. They are tuning into the reality. It makes sense to them, and then they learn more, and then they basically get outside the box. It's very exciting. Now, speaking of outside the box, we have the new 2016 calendar in, and we've only got 10,000 of these, and we sell them at cost. They're $6.95, and there are literally thousands of dollars of coupons on water filtration, non-GMO seeds, shortwave radios, all the nutraceuticals, T-shirts, you name it. And yes, Leanne McAdoo, her idea as a B-52 pinup girl, and she really pulls it off well, let me tell you. So you need to get it just for the coupons alone. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we sold out of the 10,000 in just about 2 weeks last year. But I hope we'll just get it to then give to friends and family also who may not be awake to what's happening. Say, hey, here's a free calendar. Just like a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, we're going to end this special next week. Never had 6 months free, but I really want to get more people tuning into PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 people can use each membership, see the nightly news, all the films. It's a platform we have that they can't censor as easily. I mean, they can shut it down. We had a big hack attack last week, obviously. Just got our Twitter back yesterday. So 6 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the big special is 15% off everything until Friday at InfoWarsStore.com. The hundreds and hundreds of items with promo code GIFT15. 15% off. And there's 15% off as well, again, on things like Brain Force and Supermel Vitality and Survival Shield X2. They're hitting you with the bad halogens. This is the cleanest, purest, true form of iodine out there, blocks the bad halogens, helps me detoxify, energy, you name it. Talk about a game changer, nothing like the X2, InfoWarsLife.com, and bare minimum, just try it out. You're supporting the broadcast, and now's a great time to do it with 15% off. We have the New Year's Resolution Pack. It's got specials as well. So we've got specials with the 15% on top of it. We're running a bunch of specials as well. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And please also support our local AM/FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor. Spread the word as well. Don't take it for granted that you're able to hear this. Don't take it for granted. They are pushing worldwide to censor. They are coming in with these systems David Icke talked about. He's getting blocked all over the world traveling when there isn't one racist thing he ever said. But let's say he said racist stuff. He should be able to travel. You know, again, I'm not against Muslims in general. I'm getting to this, but the clash of civilizations is happening to the point Louis Farrakhan, the tape's coming out, we're going to put it out very soon, interviewed him 2 days ago, said we have to block people coming in from the Middle East because we know they're bringing terrorists in on purpose to bring in martial law. I mean, that's a fact. They took over Syria. They brought in the terrorists. And then now they're going to bring them here to demonize everybody and take everybody's freedoms. I mean, it's a really sophisticated problem and reaction solution situation. But David, it's here. Like you said, the shoe is dropping. You've got the floor. Please continue with your point you were getting into, how they are going to try to demonize folks, how they're going to reward others that play ball. But again, it's an evil spider, a monster, as you said, at the center of the web. You can't make a deal with this, can you, David Icke?
Well, no, and you know it's simple what is happening. You are seeking to bring in a centralized global fascist, communist, whatever you like, the two people living in those situations, they're the same, really. Orwellian global state in which you have 24/7 surveillance and your freedoms are basically zero. Now, to bring that in, you can't just come out and say, okay, we've had a meeting, this is what we're going to do. You have to create in the public mind the reasons why you're doing it. And because those reasons are not genuine, you have to make them up. In other words, you are bringing in your global fascist system by lying and lying and lying. Now, that's one side of it. But of course, what lies are very vulnerable to say the least, is the truth. So you've got a double whammy. You've got two fronts. One is to lie to the public so that you have your excuses to bring in your global system. And two, you've got to shut up those that are speaking the truth and thus exposing the lie. And that's what we're seeing. That's why, I mean, and this is an important point. Where does the real power lie? It lies with the truth. It doesn't lie with the lies. You can see behind me how big this room is. This is my little office where I do all my work and have done so for 10, 12 years, turning out the books and all the rest of it. And I'm currently sitting 13,000 miles away from the Australian government. One bloke. And yet they are seeking to delay and delay a speaking visa, where I'm supposed to speak in a number of Australian cities in July, because they fear the information that I'm going to circulate. And Australia, I mean, there was an Australian politician said in Parliament, or a video I saw this week, he was saying Australia is in a pre-police state situation. I would take the pre away if you look at what's happening in Australia with a situation. It's another take a step back, look at it again, in which people are being denied benefits from the government if they don't have their children vaccinated according to the government's vaccination schedule. Now, if anyone wants a definition of a tyranny, then you know, give me one better than that. But what they don't want, because that's the lie, that's bringing in the system, they don't want the truth to challenge the lie. And the fact that they are frightened of me coming into their country and just talking about 3-4 events, I'm just one bloke, just shows the power of information. And I'm looking at that headline now. This is a point that I want to pick up from what you were talking about earlier. The number of people at the center of this global web who are doing this in full knowledge and awareness of what they're doing is very, very small. And they have to manipulate other people to play out their desires, their agenda, called government administrators and politicians and others. They have to manipulate people in uniform to impose their agenda once the laws have been passed by others. And they have to keep people in the dark of what is actually going on. And to do that, given there's 7 billion people in the world, you have to enlist, through manipulation and programming, large numbers of those people to police each other. An analogy I used many years ago is that people laugh at sheep because they, run from the sheepdog and follow the one in front. But humanity in large numbers has out-sheeped the sheep. At least the sheep need a sheepdog to keep them in line. Humans keep each other in line. And, of course, that is the whole foundation of what's called political correctness, which is the insane seeking to silence the intelligent.
Absolutely.
The intelligent, in my view.
And they're moving on every front. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And it's getting more and more extreme. When I read what's happening in United States universities, it's extraordinary. But what they're doing is recruiting the slaves to enslave the slaves. And this is what political correctness is. You start out here and you have debate. You have different views. You have people having access to different views and different information and having the right, oh my goodness me, they'll call the police, to make a decision on that information. And then political correctness is squeezing it and squeezing it in league with other situations until what's left is only the official version of everything, which
That's
is
right.
the lie. And what's amazing is that people who would otherwise say, oh, yeah, freedom of speech, when someone says something they don't like, instead of saying, well, actually, I think that's wrong because, the response is always, ban them, silence them. And anyone who says that, and there's many on the left who say that, of course, all the time, don't tell me you are in favor of a free society. Don't tell me you believe in freedom. Because you are a key part of the tyranny. Without people like you, the few in the background who are running the tyranny couldn't play the tyranny out. Wake up before you, in the end, become a victim of the tyranny. And so do your children and grandchildren.
Well, David, that's absolutely right. And again, places like MSNBC and Salon now openly say, arrest Alex Jones, shut him up. They go, it's great that the IRS is harassing the Tea Party and Christian groups and veterans groups and auditing them. They're evil racists. They deserve to be shut down. A, they're not racist, but even if they were, they're on TV saying, let's persecute people, when they would have crucified Richard Nixon for doing 1/1,000th of it. They're so totalitarian, but they call themselves liberal. And that's what I'm saying. We saw great tyranny move forward under the Republicans and Bush, but now under Obama, even liberal constitutional lawyers like Jonathan Turley say it's about triple what Bush did because he can get away with so much more. And again, we knew there was a clash of civilizations. You spoke about PNAC day one. I spoke about it even before 9/11, the clash of civilizations. But it doesn't mean it isn't real once they start it. And they're bringing in radical Wahhabist Sunnis backed by Saudi Arabia, who they allow to colonize the Middle East and Africa. They're now colonizing here. And we're told by the left now, in fact, a German mayor in the Green Party, after 35 women were raped in public, it translates in German to, they shouldn't dress like that, and it's their fault they got raped. And this is a big feminist liberal. So now feminists say Western men, where women were empowered, the best place in the world historically for women, that's bad, but radical Islam, sexual mutilation, Wahhabist cult garbage is allied with sickening, weird feminists who are now basically saying women of Germany are like hors d'oeuvres on the table for all these military-age men pouring in with fake passports. They're letting planes come into the U.S., no one is checked. That's CBS News, New York Daily News. I mean, even leftist publications are reporting that they don't even check the ID. But when I fly back into the U.S., they pull me in a room and interrogate me and tear through everything I've got for political reasons. I mean, it's so clear.
Well, it might be a good point to get into this whole situation with migration into Europe and also get back to this perception that I'm presenting of the program. You see, people's beliefs in a world of programming are usually programs. Many years ago now, back in the 1990s, I was in the old city of Jerusalem, next to the big mosque, and I was watching some Muslim kids play football. And the old city of Jerusalem is a very small area, but it's broken up into four quarters. There's a Christian quarter, a Muslim quarter, a Jewish quarter, and an Armenian quarter. And I was looking around at these different people, and it occurred to me, the truth, that each of them in this small area called the old city of Jerusalem had been born into one of these quarters. And by the age of these kids, 7, 8, were playing football, they would have a certain view of the world, a certain view of themselves, a certain view of what they call God, a certain view of spirituality, a certain view of themselves. Had those same kids been born in the Christian quarter or the Jewish quarter, they would at the same age have downloaded a different program and thus would have had a different view of all the things that I've just listed. And what we need to do is realize that we are being, and I say this to every belief, I say this to every religion, I say this to every color and creed. If you put your belief first, and the need for your belief to prevail first, then you are setting yourself up and your children up to be played off against other beliefs that put their beliefs first and think their beliefs must prevail first. And you are played against each other in a massive divide and rule. And if we look at what's happening in Europe, see, things are never black and white. They're always shades of gray.
Stay there, David Icke. Stay there. I want to come back and we'll talk about this. Absolutely. Look, we're against the clash of civilizations. We don't want to kill the Muslims. We understand they're playing us off against each other. But regardless now, they're not bringing, you know, the friendly groups in. They're bringing radicals in for a clash. And I know you agree, David. So what's behind that? What's coming down the road next? I'm Alex Jones with David Icke. DavidIcke.com is his site. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are our sites. Spread the word.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
The GOP is scrambling for response to Obama's gun control actions. Well, led by Speaker of the House, you know they'll drop the ball and do nothing. I mean, impeachment is the only answer. The president came out and said, Congress better get in line with me. I'm doing all this with executive action. national registries, no-fly list, not letting you have guns. I mean, the no-fly list is pure tyranny. Doesn't keep us safe. By the way, getting into this whole Muslim issue, I'm the guy before 9/11 happened that came out and exposed it and said it's a plan to invade the Middle East and enslave, and they kick out all the moderate leaders that the women go to college and they're freer, and they, you know, Saudi Arabia is involved in the attack, so we attack Iraq. I mean, I know where David's going to go with this because he wants to bring all of humanity together, and so do I. That said, some of the greatest tyranny in the world is Saudi Arabian Wahhabist versions of Sunni Islam. And I know David's traveled the world. I'm going to get his take on this, but I just want to be clear on this. We tried to stop this clash of civilizations so they would then flood us with these people. And the argument is, well, we bombed them, now they're here. This isn't really the Iraqis and folks, or the Christians, they're not letting them in. These are the people, the pilgrims that went to invade Syria that got their butts kicked. They're now coming here. And that's what the numbers show. So I'm asking David Icke, A, if he agrees with that, B, what he thinks the big master plan is with all this, because David Icke has shown he can really predict how this stuff is going to fall, how the dominoes are going to fall. His new book, available at davidicke.com, gets into finding the true self. We'll talk about that more in the next hour with him as well. But David, we got 5 minutes till break. Go ahead.
Well, I want to get back to this fact that it's not black and white. And we have in the Middle East, and I've been there a number of times, some of the nicest, most peaceful people you'll ever meet in your life. Some of the most friendly, some of the most courteous and decent people. You also have in the Middle East some of the most monumental, unspeakable evil involved in any country in the world. And I'm talking not just about Saudi Arabia, though that's one of them. The United Arab Emirates, Qatar, all these countries who are working in league with the United States and Europe to bring about catastrophe in the Middle East. And I was writing many years ago now about the plan to divide the Sunnis against the Shia.
You wrote 15 years ago about the plan to start a civil war.
Yeah, and this is what's happening. And once you realize the game, apparent contradictions make absolute sense. Because what you would think is the people like Cameron and Obama and all these other people who are condemning dictatorships, though they run them virtually, and violence, who say we must bomb Syria and Libya and Iraq to get rid of tyrants, are in bed with tyrants in Bahrain, in Saudi Arabia, and people go, I don't understand, that's hypocrisy. But it is hypocrisy if you've got a mind of your own and you're coming from a position of wanting a better world. But if you're coming from understanding the game, it's they are in bed with whoever is supporting the agenda that we're talking about. And so they will want to bomb Assad because they want rid of him. They wanted rid of Gaddafi and et cetera. And they actually, far from bombing, they are selling arms to Saudi Arabia, this truly evil place. I spent 8 weeks there back in the 70s in a thing to do with football. And I only lasted 8 weeks because I thought this place is so appalling. The way the people are treated is so appalling. The royal family here, they were not royal at all. They're fake royals. They just made it up.
They were actually caravan bandits. So they were actually slavers. They were sex slavers. So stay there. We're going to come right back in 70 seconds looking at the big picture here. And by the way, they just announced they've got Stinger missiles. Oh, but no mention of who gave it to them. That's in mainstream news. We told you that was coming next. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.